Hi there, welcome to Module 17. I'm not gonna lie, I think that this may be one of my favorite modules. I love lists. I love lists. I say that with a lisp. I love making a list of things, and I think that things are really easy to understand when you know there's 10 of them or 12 of them or 20 of them, and then we can really break them down and compartmentalize everything it is that we need to focus and we need to know. So I'm super excited for you to get this lesson because I think it is really going to help you. And they're all things that I wish so desperately someone was able to tell me. You see, when I became a medium, it was in a time when we weren't able to support other mediums. The problem with that is that when we're not supporting other mediums, and mediums and psychics were doing that at the time because they didn't want anyone to steal their thunder. They felt like, well, if we make too many mediums or if we tell too many people about this and other people get better than me, then what am I going to do? The problem is if you don't teach other mediums and psychics how to do this in an ethical and in a clear, clean, appropriate way, they're just going to go out there and try and do it themselves. And by trying to do it themselves and putting a mishmash pot of things together, they could be harming people or not having all of the logistics with spirit. And so therefore they could even be harming themselves, not knowing how to ground properly. It's like sending someone out to go and work with electricity and then not giving them all the rules. You should wear gloves. You should be grounded. You should wear glasses. Like that's essentially what it's like if you're sending a newbie out and saying, well, sink or swim, I'm not going to help you. By helping someone, you're creating great karma in your life. And I was really chastised by a lot of mediums and psychics at the time of myself starting these classes and courses because people didn't want other people to succeed. And the truth is, I have some students right now that have written a book. I have students that have TV shows that are on television. I have students all over the world that are doing incredible things with the energy of spirit and the things that I've taught them. And I couldn't be any prouder. The biggest gift is when a student surpasses you where you are and they go on to do incredible, amazing things. Don't forget that it's okay to teach, to grow, and to focus on the things that are important by helping others. So, with that being said, let's get at it. The top 20 biggest mistake that mediums will make. The number one thing and the number one mistake that you will likely make as a medium, but hopefully I can help you with this, is that you will worry too much about what other people think. And by doing that, it will block you from giving the messages that need to be given. It will prevent you from being honest with other people that you actually are a medium and that you're able to connect with spirit and speaking about intuition. And it will really, really in your own life allow you to let your friends and family determine how much you dive into this, how much you invest in this. It will all depend on how you feel and what you think about what other people think. So I'm here to tell you, just let go of what everyone else thinks. This is your life. This is your path. This is your journey. And you are the only one who's on it. So stop worrying about what your mother-in-law or your father-in-law or anyone else is going to think or say about you. This comes down to what makes you happy. Because trust me, if you get to the other side and you realize that you let Bobby Joe at work help you or make you feel small because you gave her that power over you and you didn't find your true abilities, you're going to be really mad. Just saying. Okay, number two, the number second thing that mediums do, I was going to say the number two thing, the second thing that mediums do is they try and help everyone and they have no boundaries. I'm so guilty of this. I'm waving my white flag. I had a hard time saying no, and I had a hard time saying no to staff, and I had a hard time saying no to my children, and I had a really hard time saying no to my clients. I felt like because I could, I should, and that's just not true. It would be physically impossible to help every single person that came to you and wanted a reading. You have to have boundaries with people and you have to have boundaries with spirit. I would have spirits from the other side come to me and push me around and tell me, you have to give this person a reading. My mother really needs to hear from you. Remember, spirit is pure of love and light on the other side, but their pure love wants to help their loved ones and those that they know as well. So trying to help everyone and not having any boundaries is really going to affect you physically, mentally, and emotionally, and you're going to burn out very quickly. This career that you're in as a medium has one of the highest rates of burnout ever. So remember, it's okay to help, but it's also okay to say no, and it's okay to have boundaries. Okay, the third thing that mediums do is they have no room for error. We believe that we have to be perfect at every single thing we do. And if we don't deliver the message perfectly, or if the message doesn't land to our client, or if we stub our toe and say fuck, or if we're in the fight with our husband and then we have to go into a reading, we tend to compartmentalize those things and feel like, well, I can't be in my ego and still be a medium at the same time. I have to be godly and holy and spiritual and perfect. And I'm here to tell you that that's just not humanly possible, that you have an ego and that occasionally you're going to go there, and that you're going to have days where you're going to be arguing with a family member and walk into a reading and sit down in front of someone and give them advice from spirit as to how not to argue with a family member. Is that no one said that being a medium or being a healer meant that you were perfect. What it means is that you strive to help others through allowing spirit coming through you to them, and you're open to receive any messages from the other side that have to be delivered. And sometimes those messages will land with you, and sometimes those messages won't. And it's another point in here, but I want to touch on it briefly. If you're striving for perfection, if you're striving for perfection and you feel like you're not getting it in all your readings, has less to do with you and probably a lot more to do with your client than what you realize. We're going to talk about that soon. Okay, so the next point, number four, is a lot of mediums don't understand that they are not just mediums. They are healers. They are psychics. They are witches. They are shaman. They are Reiki masters. They are crystal intuitives. You are anything that you want to be. And that your abilities as a medium to connect with spirit on the other side also gives you the ability to connect with guides, to connect with angels, to connect with loved ones, to connect with nature, to talk to plants, to talk to whatever and whoever you want. So remember, to be all of those things means that you don't just have to package yourself in a neat little bow, that you can open yourself and your abilities to wherever it is that you want to go, whenever you want to go there. Number five is that you're so busy lifting and supporting others that you tend to not lift and support up yourself. And because you're so busy helping everyone else, there seems to be not enough help for you. Mediums need to understand that how you treat your clients and how you treat your friends and how you treat your family, that's how you need to be treating yourself. And that by doing that and by treating yourself to those things, that you'll really allow yourself to lift up others, to be of service, to be a helper, to be a healer. And you're not just about helping others, but also about helping yourself. And by taking care of you and supporting yourself and giving yourself a pat on the back and good job, and well done, and, you know, really encouraging yourself and being able to fill your cup is what's called upon us at this time as mediums and healers. Okay, so the sixth thing that mediums will do is they don't eat right for their spirit type. I know you might have heard that book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. You should be eating right for your spirit type. And what I mean by that is, if you're giving intuitive card readings and you are someone who likes to go to McDonald's a couple times a week and you drink a Coca-Cola here or there, you're probably going to be able to get away with that. But if you're someone who connects with the energy of spirits on the other side and guides and angels, and every day of your life is surrounded by making spells and connections and spiritual work all the time, you are not going to get away with using sugar to fuel your body for energy. Sorry, negative, it's not going to work. You have to eat based on where you are working on a spiritual energetic level. So if you are going to a meditation retreat for the entire work weekend and you're going to be in intense work with spirit and meditation, you would probably be eating vegan, you would be eating healthy, you would be drinking a lot of water, you would be doing a lot of cleansing. It's the same thing. If you're dabbling with spirit, like I said, you might be able to get away with it. But if you are not, you probably won't get away with it. Just saying.